Good morning, everybody! Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday after July 4th. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend with their families, their friends, celebrating the greatest country on the planet still.
Even though, despite and in spite of the crazy that goes on in our country, it still is the best place on earth. And yes, we will talk about the tragic events from yesterday in Highland Park, Illinois. We'll get into that a little bit. But before we do that, and we will get to also some fun things too. And some just, I have like the craziest mishmash of stuff video wise for y'all today, like just a whole bunch of unrelated stuff. But before we get to any of that, wanted to remind you that if you are a person, and I know you guys are out there, there are people out there who have thought, because I was one of them, if you have thought, I would like to check out some physical gold, I want to have some physical gold in my portfolio. I used to be one of those people, and then I just got some because we found out about Acre Gold. Acre Gold, this is what it looks like when they send you a 2.5 gram bar of gold. Acre Gold, you can subscribe to it on a monthly basis, like a layaway for gold, $50, $100, $250 a month. You subscribe to it, and then you, as you earn it, as you pay for it, you get it sent to you in the mail. So you have it in your grubby little paws, henceforth and forthwith, and now you have a diversified financial portfolio that you can feel good about. Why would you not want to do that?
Look at you. grubby. So grubby and diversified.
Hashtag grubby and diversified.
That's right. You are.
God. That's right. You can check it out. All you have to do is go to getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right this minute.
Quickly, I have to tell you about our website. You guys have to go to get that in before she starts talking again. You guys go to our website, check it out, chicksonright.com. I think it's coming along. We're working out all the kinks. It's looking better and better each day, but make sure that you have it bookmarked and go there every single day. There are wonderful little juicy morsels there for you to absorb and love. Go there. Love it every day. ChicksOnRate.com. Go there.
So, you know, we're supposed to talk about the news of the day, and that means we have to talk about crappy news of the day, right? And yesterday was, in a couple of different ways, a crappy day in our country once again, because there is a psycho who was known to police, and it always makes me crazy when I read that kind of stuff, after a huge tragedy happens. So if you, for some reason, checked out a news all weekend long, then you need to know that in Highland Park, Illinois, a very wealthy, nice, safe suburb of Chicago, yesterday during their 4th of July parade, a complete lunatic who we won't name, but whose name is out there publicly, and he has been arrested, shot up a bunch of people at this parade, ended up putting, I think, 24 people in the hospital, and killed 6 people. And he fired at people randomly from a rooftop and then got away. And then there was a car chase. They did find a description of the guy. He left his rifle behind. They ended up taking him into custody with not too much hullabaloo. There was, you know, there was a car chase, at least for a little while, but then he listened to and complied with police orders when they told him to get down on the ground, and then they took him in. It always bothers me, though, when I hear that he was known to police, because right. Then how is this stuff happening? If he's known to police, then why are they not watching him a little more carefully? I don't know what the rule is when you're known to police and you're this troubled of a guy. Yeah. I don't know what the process is. It just seems like this happens too often that they are known. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I totally know what you mean, because I'm not known to police.
I mean, you might be.
You know?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe, but I really don't think that I am. No, you're absolutely right. So when you hear this, you're like, what the hell? Like, what can we do to start? You're right. This happens over and over and over again. And when they're known, okay, well, what else can we do? Like, this seems right. Like it's a recurring thing. Now, this isn't one of those deals where a father wasn't in the home, because we've talked about that before, where that is a recurring, that's another recurring theme, where the father is not in the home. This guy had a father and a mother in the home. came from a wealthy family.
And an uncle, like a very busy family home, couple siblings.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about this kid other than the fact that he is a product of a troubled generation, right? And we're just seeing this over and over again.
And the fact that he had, I mean, you know, now people have seen his music videos because he was apparently, he had some acclaim as a rap artist and actually had like 16,000 people monthly listening to him on Spotify. But some of the videos that he had created were ultimately taken down way before this, but like taken down because they were so disturbing. And I don't know if that's how police got onto him. But a lot of the videos showed, you know, images, scenery of shootings, of these kinds of events. There's even one cartoon that he drew, I guess, where it looks like a shooter has been detained by police laying face down and police all around with their guns drawn. And so it's like, you know, all the warning signs were there, essentially. And so I don't, you know, again, I don't know what you can do, even when you have those warning signs. What are police supposed to do? Just arrest him for having music videos? You can't do that.
Right. But I'm assuming he lived at home, right?
He did.
Okay. And then there's also the aspect, listen, I'm just putting this out there. I'm not placing blame. I'm just putting it out there. Do the parents look at what he does and what he listens to? I mean, it's kind of like, I'm just drawing a correlation. Okay. Like this is just a probably not the best correlation at all, but like my daughter's 12 and she's really into Stranger Things. Okay. And I didn't watch Stranger Things, but she wanted to watch it. She started watching it with friends and I'm like, I'm going to start watching it just to see what she's watching, you know? Not entirely loving every bit of it, but I wanted to see exactly what she's watching and what she's into so I could see whether or not I approve of what she's doing. Okay, well, if my kid started doing rap music, you know, if she started becoming a rapper or something like that, I'd probably start listening and figuring out what she was rapping about. Don't you think you would do that if you were a parent?
Well, but even then, the kid's 22. You know what I mean? Like at that point, I probably wouldn't because he's an adult, right? Like you're not paying attention to what your kid is doing between, I don't know that you even would be I just don't know. If you've got a 22-year-old living with you, are you that much in their business?
Well, I don't know. I guess, if they're living at home, I think it would probably be my, it would probably be my business or GTFO.
But assume that he's paying rent, right? Assume he's paying rent and he wants his own private space. He's paying you rent. I don't know if he was, but like, that's the way I look at it is that he's an adult. And so even if he's paying you rent and you have this agreement, it's no longer the parent's business to be all up in their business. You know what I mean? He's not a kid.
I hear you. It's just that so many of these adults are not, we think that they're adults. So many of these kids at 22, Mach, are not adults. You know,
I know.
It's just, it's not, we were adults at 22. 22-year-olds nowadays, so many of them are not adults, you know?
Well, and he was so clearly and obviously messed up. And it's like, as soon as they release a photo, it's like, it's exactly what you conjure up in your mind, right?
Literally
totally. Exactly what you would think of.
Yes.
What did you think of Biden's address? Did you watch that? I think at like 5 o'clock or something like that. We were watching it live when he happened to come on and he didn't mention it. Like he only alluded to it very sort of, you all heard what happened today and then kind of went on with the rest of his speech. And it was really odd.
Gun control. I just heard. I saw a written statement that was read by a Fox person. That's all I saw yesterday.
Oh, okay, no. So his written statement was as you might expect, like it addressed the issue. But he gave a 4th of July address that was already pre-planned, you know, because you could tell it was like a pre-written speech. But everybody kind of thought, okay, well, this is your moment to be comforter in chief. So what's he going to say about it? And he just didn't even offer condolences. Like to me, I would have thought, shouldn't you at least say our hearts go out to the people that were affected by this? Not just say, we all know what happened today. And by the way, I passed some really strict gun control, bipartisan gun control legislation last week. And I'm like, okay. It struck me as so tone deaf. It was so odd, the speech to give in that moment.
I'm not at all surprised by that, though. Are you surprised by that?
No.
He is. I don't think he's met the moment yet. He's just not done that. There's not been a time where I feel like he's, you know, risen to the occasion when it comes to any of these incidents. He's just not done that. He's not been a leader in any of these situations. So I wouldn't expect it yesterday.
Yeah.
So yeah. Mm-mm. Oh God. No, it's horrific.
It is. It's just horrific. And it's just going to start the same bunch of conversations again. And whatever the legislation is that passed, clearly it is not the kind of thing that is helping here, right? This is not, the guy was 22. So the age limit that they've wanted to put in place, not impacted. We don't know a lot, as far as I know. Maybe there's news I haven't read yet, but we don't know a lot about the rifle that he used, because there were a lot of witnesses on the ground that were saying it had to have been a fully automatic weapon. And I'm right. like, what the hell? So I'm assuming that since he left it behind, that is how the police ultimately were able to ID him and find him so quickly. I don't know, but that seems really odd how he was able, if that's true, if he was able to get his hands on an actual automatic weapon. I don't know how he would have done that, but it's not about the gun. Again, if you look at this kid's face, this kid is not, and I call him a kid just because he looks so freaking youthful. I mean, we just talked about the fact that he was obviously an adult. But I mean, if you look at his face, it's not like a gun jumped into his hands and all of a sudden just randomly started shooting. This kid had a mission, and he would have used whatever means necessary he could to hurt as many people as he could hurt.
Right.
Period.
And he even said in so many words, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said it was like his destiny to do that. I mean, he had written words that he said he wanted to do it. So the kid was freaking messed up. And so somewhere along the line, somebody in his family, if his family was around him, they had to have noticed changes in this kid from when he was a little kid to when he was 20 something years old. And they had to have seen some sort of a change where he turned and he was like, okay, now I'm becoming dark. You know, I mean, you don't just, as a parent, as a family member, as somebody who's close to this kid, you don't just look away and go, well, I mean, that's normal behavior. No, it's not normal. It's not normal behavior to see a kid go from being an innocent little kid to being that. So, you know, at what time do you go, okay, let's sit down and talk about this. Who is the person responsible for sitting down with this kid and saying, and I don't, kid being 18, 19, 20 years old and saying, what's going on with you? What's going on? What can we do to help you? What can I do to help you? Who's responsible for doing that?
But we don't know that they didn't do that. In fact, we don't know that it's not because of his parents that he was known to police. In many ways, right. I look at parents in these situations and I just think, what can they do? I mean, short of having those conversations, which may have taken place, and you know how weirdos like that are, they're going to just be defiant assholes. You know what I mean? And so I don't know what they could have done short of what some, like, what was the Sandy Hook kid? You know, that mom talked about the fact that, like, they knew
Dylan.
That their kid was so messed up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Dylan, what's his name? Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Was that right? Do I have that right? No. I'm sorry. That was Columbine. I'm sorry. There's so many of them. I'm sorry.
It was Lanza or something like that.
Adam Lanza. Yeah. And no, I hear you. So, I mean, I think you're right. It's like, you want to blame the parent, but if the parent has intervened, then what do you do?
And they're at a loss. And maybe they had him at home because they thought, well, at least here we can keep sort of an eye on him. But, you know, you can't 24/7. So I have empathy for parents in that situation too.
But that, Mock, is where the conversation of mental health comes in. And we have not had enough conversations about that when it comes to this subject, right? I mean, we just don't. We immediately go straight to the guns and we don't talk enough about mental health and how there is no place for a lot of these people to go, period.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what happened over the weekend. And then in Philadelphia, two cops were shot at during the 4th of July celebrations in the evening. And so now there's videos that you can see online of people just scattering, you know, aerial views of people just scattering as soon as they hear the gunshots. Thankfully, those two cops are okay. They just suffered like graze wounds and they were treated in the hospital and released, thank God. But, you know, it's just, it's like now we're reaching the point where you don't, you just, I would rather just stay home and not risk going out in these giant public settings that just seem to draw in the crazies, you know? And that's so sad that that's where we are.
It is. No, it is. It's totally sad. I did a, an insider's locals, like, you know, video yesterday. And I was like, this is, my husband put a TV on the patio and I'm never leaving my house now. Like there's no reason to ever leave the house. I mean, I'm serious. I know that sounds crazy, like, but I do everything I can in my home now to basically never have to leave it. It's, and I never used to be that way. I never did. But now I'm getting to the point where it's like, the more I can stay at home, the better off that I am, you know? And isn't that a terrible thing to be that way? But it's true.
I don't blame you though.
And it's not because I really live my life in fear. It's just that I don't, it's just why go out and subject yourself to the crazy if you can, you know, I mean, I might as well just stay home. It's fine. It's fine. It's good. Just stay here. It's good. Because wow, you guys, I mean, a 4th of July parade, seriously, 4th of July, come on.
And now there's going to be all the speculation about, well, what were his political leanings? And look, there he was at Trump rallies wearing a Where's Waldo outfit. And so now there's, you know, that's the focus is, well, who did he support politically? You know, that's immediately the focus. And who knows? Because this kid was so freaking whack that there's a lot of mixed messages in his social history background that point to, you know, him being at those Trump rallies, but also potentially wanting to cause problems at those rallies. So like people aren't, it's not clear where he was aligned. And I don't know that it really matters except because he was just bonkers. I mean, that's really the point, right? He was just a lunatic.
That is absolutely the point. Yeah.
We got to mention, because it's still happening, the big giant slipper and moccasin sale happening at mypillow.com/chicks right now. I don't know how much longer this is going to last. So if you've not taken advantage of the low, 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 low prices on their moccasins and slippers, now is the time, especially because they're still throwing in a copy of Mike Lindell's book with every order that you place at mypillow.com/chicks. So make sure to go there, use code chicks. You'll get discounts, not just on the slippers and moccasins, but on everything on that website. But now they have those slides, super comfy slides. And so you can get yourself some of those as well. Mypillow.com/chicks.
I got black and white, you guys. So excited. They're sitting by my pool. In fact, I should have brought them in here too so people can see them. But they are so great. They're so cushy. Very, very cushy. You guys will love those. And you guys, make sure that you don't miss our podcast. We do a weekly deep dive. And our deep dive came out last week on Wednesday. They usually come out on Wednesday. We're recording another one today. And so that will come out tomorrow since it's so weird when we have short weeks like this. I forget that I'm like, oh, we're doing a deep dive today. So yeah, so we're recording that today. It'll come out tomorrow. Make sure that you guys are subscribed. Put it in your pocket if you can't listen to it right away, especially this one, the daily one. Put it in your pocket, share it with a friend, and make sure you are subscribed. Do that.
Do it. Do you remember, we're going to move on to some other things because there was a lot of other things to move on to and some things that we just need to, you know, give us some levity after such a tough weekend. First of all, remember last week when we talked, I think it was last week when we talked about the fact that Gavin Newsom spent $1 million or some crazy amount of money to do ads in Florida. So now there's all this speculation that Gavin Newsom is trying to up his name recognition and all that and potentially run for president. Now we know, we've seen the ad. And so it was released on the 4th of July. I'm going to show it to you because it's ridiculous. Let me embiggen. Here we go.
It's Independence Day. So let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom, it's under attack in your state. Your Republican leaders, they're banning books, making it harder to vote, restricting speech in classrooms, even criminalizing women and doctors. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight or join us in California, but we still believe in freedom, freedom of speech, freedom to choose, freedom from hate, and the freedom to love. Don't let them take your freedom.
Paid for by Newsom for California.
What a douche. What?
He's the guy that locked everybody down, that had forced vaccines, forced mask mandates. He forced companies out of business because of his lockdowns. And he's going to try to say, don't let them take your freedom.
Your freedom. Don't let them take your freedom. What a complete douche yacht this guy is. I cannot. Oh my God. It's he is the definition of hypocrite. I can't. Yeah. I cannot with him. Who believes this guy? Celebrities. Celebrities believe this guy. That's who keeps electing him. It is maddening. This guy is a piece of work.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, you're going with the freedom angle? Really?
I know. I can't. I cannot. He's like, I'm going to French Laundry. Quit.
Oh, so there is that. There was also something else that happened over the weekend that just brought me endless amounts of glees. And that is that Ilhan Omar, in her home state of Minnesota, attended a Somali music festival. She was brought out on stage to present an award to one of the performers. And she was not received well, you guys. Keep in mind, this is her people. This is a Somali music festival. Thousands of people, ostensibly Somali immigrants, were there celebrating, doing their Somali thing. And they booed the crap out of her. What was most amazing about it is that she tweeted out a little clip of her first getting onto the stage. Like when they first announce her and she first comes out, she probably tweeted like 20 seconds and she said something like, it was an honor to, you know, be with everybody at the Somali Music Festival. But like there's a 2.5 minute clip of them just booing the crap out of her. We'll play a little bit of it. Here it is.
Don't do this. Please. No, please. Okay.
Oh my God, I love it. I absolutely love it.
I mean, this went on and on and on.
Is this like her Let's Go Brandon moment where she's going to twist it and be like, but see, it's Somali, that's cheering. This means yay. That's what that means in my language. She's going to spin it around. That's what she's going to do. Seriously, because that's what these people do, right? It's like, we got to make it look good. Let's make our PR team work and make it look like it's a good thing. Oh my God, they hate her.
Yeah, they really, really hate her. And I don't exactly know what the issue is. I mean, these are the people that voted her into office.
She married her brother.
But that didn't bother them before. She just was reelected 2 years ago.
I mean, it bothers me. That's it. How about you guys?
If she doesn't have this crowd, who does she have?
I don't know. I don't know. Plus, she does that thing that you always say with their voice where she talks like this.
Yeah, when she's always asking questions. I hate it.
Yeah, when she does that with their voice. Yeah. God. I mean, it's like, I hope she's on her way out. It would be great.
Well, oh my God. It looked like it. I mean, from that, if that was her people, like her voting block was there and they all can't stand her. And I don't know why. Again, I'm not sure what their problem is with her, but it was universal. Like they all hated her.
Well, I think a lot of it too, Mock, it's kind of like the AOCs of the world. They go to Washington, they do all this stuff, you know, and they get on these, you know, platforms and they're doing stuff for themselves. They like to be like self-promoting, but they don't do jack squat for their people. And right. So that may be part of it, is that those people are like, we're sick of your shit. You know, it's like, you don't do anything for us. You're just doing all of this for yourself and you're in it for you. This is what so many of these people do. They're in it for themselves. They're in it for the perks. You know, they're in it for the fame. They're in it for the squad. You know, they're in it for that kind of stuff. They're not in it for the people. They don't care about their constituents. And so those people, if they are in fact her constituents, they're like, it's because they've not seen any benefit from electing this hag.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And I'm glad that you mentioned the squad, because the next video that I have to show you is from Friday. AOC was walking down the street to get her nails done. And she gives this whole song and dance about how she sees getting her nails done as a act of reclamation, because she was brought up in a socially conservative household where they did not allow her to wear red nail color or red lipstick, which now you know is her thing. And because it was a sign of a loose woman, right? So that's the context for what you're about to hear. The way that she makes everything that she does sound so incredibly important is so ridiculous, but that's what she's doing here. Watch.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. And I say happy because joy, too, can be an act of resistance. I want to talk about personal acts of reclamation, because sometimes people will say, there's nothing I can do, I can't do, I feel so powerless. And there is no act too small that you can engage in. And even today, I have a personal errand. I need to redo my nails. And I've decided that I'm going to use my new manicure as almost like a personal act of reclamation for me and my story.
That is, you know what that is, Mock? That is stunning and brave. It is stunning and brave, you guys.
What the
Listen,
hell?
Listen, women, if you want to, like, if you want to speak to your power, what is it that they say? Speak truth to your power today. Speak truth to power and get red on your nails, ladies. Because, I mean, I know that you've been, I mean, what is it? She's, because she actually, what, her parents thought that it was like you would be a whore growing up if you put red on your nails. And like, now she's like, I just feel like I'm going to have reclamation by putting red on. This is the dumbest thing. It's a manicure.
Right.
It's a color.
But also joy is an act of resistance.
Oh my God. Why? Because feminists have none? Is that why?
I mean, if that's true, I'm like the biggest resistor of all time.
You are. You totally are. You are like a ball of resistance. You're like a boulder. You're a boulder of resistance. I cannot with these people. These women are, they're hysterical. They're like a caricature of actual people. This is what they are. They're punking us at this point. They're just making shit up. This is just so stupid. God, a manicure is an act of resistance, you guys.
She's very, very brave. I'll tell you who is brave, and that is Macy Gray, who you may recall from such songs as I Try. Remember?
Yes. I love this weekend when she said all this. I loved what she said.
So if you don't know Macy Gray, I mean, you can look up a couple of her songs. I don't know of anything particularly recent, but she had a couple of really big songs back in the day. And she made an appearance on Piers Morgan's show. And they were talking about this idea of trans people. And Macy Gray has thoughts about trans people, similar to the thoughts that J.K. Rowling got herself all into trouble with leftists about. But Macy Gray doesn't care. She's going to say the things. She says the things. And I'm very proud of her for it. Watch.
I will say this, and everybody's going to hate me, but as a woman, just because you go change your parts doesn't make you a woman.
Right.
Sorry.
You feel that?
I know that for a fact.
I mean, there.
Uh-huh.
Done.
You go.
Boom.
You go, Macy. You go. Uh-huh. Look at her being, then that's actually stunning and brave, right? Mm-hmm. Is saying that out loud these days, because now she's going to get canceled, you know, because all of the trans activists are like,
yeah, they're they've coming already after. Called her TERF. They're already using the TERF word on her. And yeah, it's ridiculous.
They're so mad. You're just so mad at Macy. So mad. You can't say that. You can't say, oh my God, a woman is a woman. And then if you cut your pee-pee off, you know, that doesn't make you necessarily make you a woman, right? You can't say that, Macy. You know, and this is the thing, because women are being exterminated now. This is what's happening to women. You know, this is what Astrid thinks anyway.
You guys, it is time to remind you once again about the humongous summer discounts that GenuCell.com/chicks is having on all of their skincare, but primarily their most popular package, which includes their most popular products. And they are the most popular for a reason. They are the best group of products, all nicely curated for you into one package. And it's 65% off that package. And then on top of that, if you use code CHICKS at checkout, you get another discount on top of that. So it's the best time ever. Summertime is always the best time ever, but it's particularly a good time to get yourself the most popular package from GenuCell.com/chick. Well, and you saw what Bette Midler's tweeted, right? Did you see the Bette Midler tweet? So if you guys didn't see this, I will read you what she said, because I was like, did somebody hack Bette Midler? Like, what's going on here? Bette Midler seems to be very confused, because on one hand, she's like, Roe v. Wade, abortion, blah. But then on the other hand, she's like, wait, why is everybody erasing women? So here's what she tweeted exactly. She said, women of the world, in all caps, we are being stripped of our rights over our bodies, our lives, and even of our name. They don't call us women anymore. They call us birthing people or menstruators and even people with vaginas. Don't let them erase you. Every human on earth owes you. And I was like, Bette, is that you? Are you aware of what side of the aisle, whose ideology perpetuates this? It's yours. Uh-huh.
It's crazy, isn't it? She's not aware of that. Can you guys stop fighting, please? Yeah, she's not aware. And it's some of the comments too were really funny on that, because they were like, hey, I want to have a menstruator's night out. did you see some of the comments were hilarious. I was just like, yeah, that's funny. I mean, it's all so ridiculous, but this is the pretzel that we talk about them getting themselves into, right? I mean, because they start going, wait a second, this is all nuts. And then they realize they are part of the pretzel. She is the pretzel. She is it. She's in it. And then we're watching from the outside going, girl, you're the pretzel. I don't know what to tell you, but you've created it. You are part of the pretzel. So I don't know how to get yourself out of it. Because you created this crazy. You are part of the crazy. And so have fun with that. Good luck with it. But you did this. You did it. You made the bed. So yeah, I don't know what to say to her about all this. That's just, it's kind of.
Well, a lot of people, I mean, myself included, because I retweeted it and I was like, is Bette aware of where this comes from? Does she understand what she's even saying? So yeah, I think she's probably heard it by now. But she's not the only one that's crazy. You guys remember Rosie O'Donnell? It's been a while since we've heard from Rosie O'Donnell.
Gosh, she's still around. What is she doing? Wow.
She is very upset about Roe v. Wade, and specifically Clarence Thomas and Clarence Thomas's wife. So I think it's like a 20-second clip. I don't know if she put this on TikTok or where she had it, but here is what Rosie O'Donnell had to say.
Impeach Clarence Thomas. Arrest his wife.
That's it. Who does that? Like, who does
Rosie
that?
Rosie O'Donnell does it. Remember, wasn't she like the queen of nice? Remember when she had a talk show and she had Tom Cruise on it? And she had a crush on Tom Cruise.
Oh, she's in love with him. Yes.
Do you remember that? Like, that was like 40 bajillion years ago. Do you remember?
And I liked her. I liked her back in those days.
Everybody did, Mock. Everybody did. And then she became a feminist whack job. This is what happens. It's like they take the feminist pill, right? They take it. They take the pill. And then they drink it down and they all become like they get the Demi Lovato haircut and then they become completely maniacal. Like they just become lunatics. And then they do that. Then they get on TikTok and they
just stare.
Clarence Thomas and then like get his wife, like export his wife to North Korea. This is what they do. I mean, they're just They're crazy. These women are nuts.
They are crazy. Okay, before we get to whack, I've got to show you one more clip. And I almost could not believe what I was hearing. But I think it was Jonathan Carl from ABC interviewed Liz Cheney. And Liz Cheney was asked about running for president, you guys.
Oh my God, do it. I hope she does. I want her in a primary. Yes, yes.
She's not even going to win the election. And they're asking her about running for president. Anyway, here's what she said.
So do you run for president? Do you see yourself running for president as a way to prevent what you say would be the destruction of the party,
ultimately
damaging our country?
I haven't made a decision about that yet. And I'm obviously very focused on my reelection. I'm very focused on the January 6th committee. I'm very focused on my obligations to do the job that I have now. And I'll make a decision about 24 down the road. But I think about it less in terms of a decision about running for office and more in terms of, as an American and as somebody who's in a position of public trust now, how do I make sure that I'm doing everything I can to do the right thing, to do what I know is right for the country?
Right.
I can't believe that she is considering this. I cannot believe
it. I would wouldn't you love to see her in a primary with the Ron DeSantis?
Well, think about her running a primary against Trump. I mean, can you imagine?
Yes, and it would be beautiful. Beautiful. I want to see it. I want to see her against a bunch of people that would just rip her to shreds.
Oh my God.
I would love it. Do it, Liz. Do it. You are insane. Oh my God, she's delusional. She actually thinks that people like her. She seriously does.
And she's not going to win. She's not going to win re-election. So then what?
No. She thinks she'll probably still be like, I'm going to try to run for president because I'm going to do what's best for my country. Like, she's that girl that thinks that guys actually want to go to prom with her. No, Liz. Mm-mm, no, take all the seats, all of them.
I was stunned that was even a question, but it was. Yeah. All right, what is in your sack of whack?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I'm having problems with my computer. Hold on one second. I'm having problems. Let me see if I can get it. I know. And I've been having problems doing this. Let's see if I can get it. Hold on. Just like stay with me. Hold on.
Give us a hint.
Okay. Well, I can't get to it. Hold on. Let me see if I can get to it. Okay, I had one that I was going to get to this morning and I can't get to it, but I'm going to use this backup one. Okay, so you know how we were talking about the other day, TikTok challenges?
Yeah.
This is a really lame whack, but I'm just going to do it anyway because I couldn't get to the one I wanted to get to. The Minions, I saw the Minions movie this weekend. It was really good, by the way. I didn't expect anything of it. I was like, I had no interest in seeing it, but I really, really liked it because my daughter wanted to see it. You guys, so if you get a chance to see the Minions movie, go see it. It's super fun and like it's mindless and, you know, Gru and the Minions. It's super cute and it was fun. It was actually a really good movie. So we saw it, but there is a TikTok challenge. Swear to God, it's like there's so many of these things where young people across the country are wearing suits to the screenings of Minions, The Rise of Gru, and they wear suits and they get in there and it's called hashtag Gentle Minions. And this is the trend. This is the hashtag Gentle Minions trend. And they get in there and they make noise and they throw things during the screenings. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know about the throwing. I knew about the dressing up because my son's friend did it. But
my God, oh, he did?
Yeah, he totally got all dressed up to go. But I mean, he just went dressed up and sat with people.
Okay, so wait. So, okay, he did this? So did he wear, so he wore a suit?
Yeah, he got all gussied up to go. And it's like a whole thing. And like, at first it was really cute. Like it was nice because they wanted to all look like Gru and they're doing their hands
God.
And so, you know, it was just sort of a way to pay homage to the character, but then people had to go and ruin it, I guess, by throwing things. And then I saw that one theater even was like, we're not allowing anybody in. If you wear a suit, you don't get to come in. And I'm like, ah, geez, this is so dumb.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's the thing. It's like, now the movie people, I don't know who actually did the movie, the company, I'm trying to see. I don't know, View Cinema Chain. There's like, whoever did the movie, is it cinema company Odeon? They're okay with it. Like, a lot of cinema companies are like, we're cool with it. And then some cinema companies are like, we're not okay with it. So, but I mean, who's going to know? Like, I don't know. I'm just like, okay, is that a Regal cinema? Is that this cinema? I don't know. I just go. Like, whoever has the best seats, that's who I'm going to go to, right? I want the reclining leather seats. I'm going to go to that cinema. But some are okay with it and some are not. But I was like, this is really interesting. Of course, it's a TikTok challenge. This is happening. But there are pictures of boys, like all of these boys, like 10, 12, just packs of teenage boys dressed in suits going to see this movie. And I'm like, oh my God, this is happening. So anyways, I thought it was kind of crazy that this is even a thing, that it's all over Twitter, you guys, and it's all over TikTok, obviously, because that's where it originated. But you guys can check it out. It's a great movie if you guys want to see it. I actually saw it. It's funny, but this is a whack TikTok challenge. But I cannot believe one of your son's friends did this. It's so funny. Well, God.
He didn't do it in the bad way. And I wish everybody would just not. Like, if you want to go dress up as a suit, that's awesome. Do it. But like, why do you got to ruin it for other people? Don't do that. But right. Anyways, it is a thing.
So that's
sure.
happening. your weekly TikTok challenge. That's what's happening. There you go. Uh-huh.
Nice little mishmash.
Yeah, coming back from a long vacay.
Oh, and that reminds me, you guys, if you are a Facebook insider or a local supporter, not only will you see Daisy's video that she posted exclusively for those two groups yesterday, but today I'm going to post a little montage video of my experience with the kangaroos in Kentucky. And I was assaulted. So I know you've always worried that I'm going to get assaulted. I was, in fact, assaulted by one of the kangaroos, but it was fun. And so I have that on video too. And I just needed to scold him. Now, Ron was taping me, right? Like, he was taking pictures and he immediately stopped because he was worried about the big kangaroo that was like super muscular that like went and grabbed my hair. But I wasn't worried at all. I was just like, now you listen here, mister. And I like just pushed him off. It was fine. But anyway, the insiders and supporters will see a video of that today. So if you haven't joined one of those groups yet and you want to see me get attacked, today's the day.
There it is. She's still here to talk about it. So thank God.
Uh-huh. And I still want you to get kangaroos.
Oh my God. There's no way I'm getting kangaroos. There's no way.
But why?
There's no way. They kick the crap out of people. I'm not getting a kangaroo. I may consider a wallaby.
Okay, wallabies are so sweet.
They're tinier. I could kick them back. I could kick them back.
They
but a kangaroo. Okay. But a kangaroo, I'm out. They're too big. They're too big. Yeah. I have to be able to like fight. I have to be able to hold my own in a fight. And I could probably beat up a wallaby.
That's the thing, is I felt like not scared of this guy at all. I mean, he was big, but I was like, just get down. And I just pushed him down and it was fine. So, I mean, you know, I won the fight. And he was strong. Like, he wasn't like crazy jacked like some of the Australian ones, but he had plenty of muscle like in the chestal area and in his shoulders. He was strong. Anyway, I'll show it.
Oh my God, you guys. Okay, you guys, bring it in. Oh my goodness, you guys, have the best Tuesday ever. And we will talk to you. Oh my God, Cash and Ashley, say goodbye. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
The mainstream media shies away from the simple questions with hard answers that we all need to hear. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Every day on the No Chit Chat podcast, I bring you the reality of what's going on in our government and around the country with no extra fluff. In my latest episodes, I lay out the blunt facts of what's going on in the District of Columbia, the way the media is misleading the public, and plans that political parties are making. Concise, comprehensible news is what America needs and deserves. I'm here to deliver. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.